Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
All right, it is 6 minutes after the hour, back after the short break there. Hope you had a good break. We had a good break, too. We are back for hour number two here. And hopefully a problem-free hour here on Garden America, our first show.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, exactly. The second hour of our first show here in 2018. 855-424-9825. Want to give us a phone call, questions, comments. What most people are doing these days are posting their questions, comments on Facebook Live, or you can email us, john@gardenamerica.com. So, learned a lot from Tom Spellman. What's going on in that that world of his, Tiger?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I brought in this wonderful bare root rose that I put in between John and I right now. It's Black Baccara. It's from Star Roses. And the reason why I brought it in was just to kind of have a visual for bare roots in general. And, you know, I mean, what do you think people, when they're buying a bare root item, John, you know, look for? I mean, for instance, this one has a broken root here that's just hanging off from down below. It's got a good root structure, but it does have one broken. Is that going to be a big problem or not?
No. The thing you want to do, though, is cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if you knew this. I might be teaching you something today.
I'm listening.
As you know, roses can get a disease called rose gall.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, and it right at the like the base of the rose, this gall, it looks like a cancerous
tumor.
Growth. It's like a tumor.
Like a tumor.
Yeah, it'll grow and it kills the plant. There's no cure for it, or at least no cure available to the homeowner for it. So the only way that gall gets into the plant, though, because you can have the disease organisms in the soil, it can only get to the plant through
the root system,
through a damaged root system or through a cut root in the root system. If you planted a rose that had no damage to the roots, you'd have no problem.
Okay.
So that's one thing to remember when you're cutting the rose is you are opening it up to gall. But I would say that
is that where the term came from? You've got a lot of gall.
It is kind of unlikely. If you haven't experienced it in your soils before, I really wouldn't worry about it. In a rose like this where you're showing some of those broken roots, and you can see them, you just go through and clip them off. I mean, if you were really, really concerned, you might want to cut it and then put it into a container, maybe a 2-gallon container with potting soil, sterilized potting soil, and let it grow and then plant it out later. But I think that 99% of the cases, it's safe just to put them in the ground.
Otherwise, it looks very healthy.
Yeah.
Well, Black Baccara is one of the roses that everybody wants because it's the blackest of all the roses.
Is it the blackest of all roses?
Yeah.
Black Baccara.
I used to collect black roses. I used to collect roses by color, and brown roses and black roses and green roses were the ones that I really liked.
I know my son's wife, Katie, was looking for a black rose for a long time.
This would be the one to get her because it's black when it opens up. Most black roses are kind of a black red.
Very popular among the goth crowd, right?
Could be, if they're into roses. But it's a florist rose. And like most florist roses, it's not really hardy and vigorous. So it does require a little bit of babying to make it look its best.
You know, speaking of that, I told you before the show that I bought my wife, Dana, some florist roses for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I put HB101 in the water. And I'd say they lasted a good 2 weeks.
Now, that's unusual for a florist rose.
2 weeks, yeah. Exactly. I just put some in the water, gave it good water, mixed it up, and they just kept going. So perhaps another use for HB101 if you're considering it for, again, florist rose.
Yeah. I use that stuff on everything now, especially when I transplant something.
Dana wants to drink it.
I
know that they've said that it won't hurt you, but it's not recommended.
Well, it's not recommended because it's not approved in the U.S. for human consumption.
Right.
It is in Japan. So if Dana wants to go to Japan and drink some,
now what do they
no
do?
Problem.
They add it to their drinks, or
A few drops in water and drink a glass of water.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the one that they use over there, so-called medicinally, is a different dilution rate or not. Anyway, we're not recommending you do that.
Here in the U.S. A big disclaimer.
You know, while we're talking about roses, I wanted to mention that in this week's newsletter, which you can easily get if you don't get now because it comes out every Friday. All you have to do is go to, Brian?
GardenAmerica.com.
Right.
And then on the homepage, you can sign up.
In the upper right-hand corner.
Sign up for the newsletter.
Just put in your email address, and it'll come out to you every Friday. But there was an article that Jerry Jennings wrote called Rose Rustling California Style. And in that book, or in that article, she mentions a book that she was greatly influenced by, and I was too, and the book was called In Search of Lost Roses by Thomas Christopher. And it's one of those, you know, every now and then you'll read a book that just really inspires you to
right.
do something.
Mm-hmm.
And she said this really inspired her to go out and to try to rustle some roses. And rose rustling, basically, for our listeners that don't know, is finding roses in cemeteries or ghost
right.
towns that have just barely survived. Well, maybe not even barely survived, maybe hardly survived.
Yeah, the roses do well on their own.
For all these years, but taking cuttings from them, rooting them, and trying to bring them back into cultivation. Because in many cases, rose rustlers will go somewhere, take roses, get them rooted and started, go back to the same location a year or two later, and that rose is gone. You know, for different reasons. You know, someone might have moved in and done some construction.
Right.
And I know one of my favorite roses is one called Crestline Mulberry, which was found next to the Mulberry Antique Shop in Crestline, California. And the person who took the cutting, I believe it was Kim Rupert, was really attracted by the fact that the rose was so fragrant and such a good color and looked really good. And he asked the person who owned the shop, is it all right if I take a cutting of it? And he says, oh, yeah. He says it's really hardy. He said, when we moved here, he said, I went through and dug it out. And it came back the next year. And then during the winter, we
can't get rid of it.
Put salt over the area to melt all the ice that was there. And then we took a tractor and went over, and it still came back. So most roses won't do that, though. Once you do that to them, they're gone. So anyway, he saved that rose. Anyway, that's what rose rustling's all about. But the reason I wanted to mention this is that book, In Search of Lost Roses, which I'd recommend is a great read for any garden lover, by Thomas Christopher. I got an email from Thomas Christopher.
You did?
And he said that he read the article. He thought that it was really well written, and he wanted me to pass on thanks to Jerry Jennings for writing that article.
Hey, we should mention, too, that roses in the wild never get cut back either. You know, we're so concerned about cutting back roses, every year that nobody's, you know, paying attention to them, and they do quite well.
Well, species roses haven't been bred for, you know, it would be like, I don't know if this is a fair comparison, but it almost might be like saying wolves do real well in the wild, but poodles not so much.
Okay. I get the analogy.
Yeah, in the, you know, poodles were bred to sit in your lap at home,
right,
where, you know, wolves fend for themselves in the wild. And modern roses that we use in our gardens, like hybrid teas, are really bred for garden settings.
It's almost like they've been domesticated.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of that, it's January. Time to cut back?
Depends where you are.
Okay. Well, you know where I
Depends
am.
Depends on how much you're enjoying
and,
it.
And I yeah. think I'm going to start cutting back, even though I'm still getting, you know, I get year-round growth, John.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, especially when the weather's as warm as this.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in the northern part of the country, you don't have anything to worry about. In the southern states, you should be cutting back right about now, except here in California, we haven't gotten cold enough for the leaves to fall off. So there's a couple things you can do if you're in California. Now, I got an email from a listener in St. Petersburg, Florida. Florida, uncharacteristically, with that bomb cyclone weather,
is cold, isn't it?
Is getting cold, and they're going to have their roses go dormant where normally they wouldn't. So they're set. But here in Southern California, where we have had no cold weather yet, and the roses, like you said, are full of blooms, mm-hmm. full of buds, but they do need to be cut back. I'd probably recommend waiting till the end of the month.
Okay.
Because we might still get a little bit of cold weather, and that would be better for the rose. But if you do cut back your roses and they aren't going dormant, one thing you have to remember is to pull off all the old leaves.
Right.
And the reason you're going to pull off all the old leaves is that's where the disease is going to form, and you don't want that on the new growth. So we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the break.
As they say on the other side.
All right. I'll
okay.
be waiting.
60 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a break. And again, Rose questions, whatever, right there on Facebook, or John at GardenAmerica.com. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. John Bagnasco, first show of 2018. Thank you for tuning in to Garden
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at davewilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
We are back here on Garden America. Thank you so much. It is hour number two at 21 minutes after. Garden America for 2018, going to be a big year here on Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. John at gardenamerica.com. And I think you mentioned, Tiger, do we have some Facebook questions or any question?
Yeah, we have a lot of chatter going on right now.
Well, so let's get to it. Let's do it.
From Lenore, she says her first cherry tree died after a short start. But the second is doing well after watering almost daily. And she was wondering if this is unusual. And, I mean, there's so many variables right there in that
comment. Cherry trees, they want cold weather, right?
Well, they want cold weather. But that not necessarily could be the problem. I mean, there's, like I say, so much. I mean, you know, when was it planted? How was it planted?
What did you feed it with?
What type of soil?
That it's kind of a tough thing to say, you know, is this an unusual thing or not? Now, I will say, though, that if you plant a bare root fruit tree in general, and you plant it usually sometime in the month of January, February, that's probably your most successful time to plant any of those things. Just because they are dormant, It is cooler weather, there's a lot more leeway when it comes to planting at that point in time. So if you were to plant it, though, in June or July, I'd say it's very common for them to die. People can't always, you know, you're taking a tree that's young, new growing, and if you don't water it correctly during some of the hottest months of the year, then you're going to have problems, and it's tough sometimes. So,
well, also, Lenore lives in canyon country, which gets pretty hot during the summertime. So that first year is really important to get any bare root established. Mm-hmm. Even on roses, even though roses are smaller and have a smaller root system, it's still important to get them over that through that first summer with the extra heat. Once the rose is established, they're almost drought tolerant.
Correct.
I mean, they're not going to look great if you don't water them. But
and the trees, you know, and the stone fruits also. You know, once they're established,
right,
they're really tolerant to a lot of environments as well.
I've noticed with deciduous plants in general that if you go into, and a lot of this will happen in Palm Springs, you know, if you think about the hot weather over there.
Yeah.
That what happens to them is they just go dormant, some, even though they might not drop their leaves. But to them, it'll be just like winter. They just stop growing.
They just stop growing.
Right, and then they'll come back as soon as the weather conditions are favorable.
And a question underneath that, I believe, Tiger.
Yeah, and then Betty? From Betty, she says, unusual weather on the East Coast this season, when would it be best to plant the pluary bare roots, i.e. conditions required? So kind of on our same topic, you know, for back East people, I would say you're, what, waiting until after the...
You're looking probably towards the end of April.
So almost after the last frost.
You
want to
wait till it warms up
for them.
Right. So, mainly because you have to wait for the ground to thaw out so you can dig into it.
That's true.
Yeah. But, I mean, for our more mild people, the pluary, you can plant now.
I would say starting now through... Maybe through the 1st of March.
Uh-huh.
And that's warmer states, right. Obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
You can actually plant them year-round here, but then, especially if it's bare root, as you start getting towards the end of February, the plant starts to stress out.
Uh-huh.
Because it's been, they'll start to leaf out for one thing. And if they start to leaf out, bare root means that they're not in the soil. They don't have nutrients around them. So they're leafing out, and how are those leaves being able to grow? They're pulling from the plant. And that's the same thing that happens with bare root roses. Mm-hmm. If you go into, like, one of the chain stores, and you'll see them in packages.
Bags.
They're usually in bags. They'll start growing and leafing out. And in garden centers, when we used to carry roses that way, we would go through and actually pull off all the new growth. Because there's nothing to support that growth.
Right.
And it just continues to deplete the nutrients stored up in the plants. And when you do go to plant them, they have a tough time making it.
Also, that means that it's growing. And, you know, when you pull that bare root, if it's out of a bin, when you pull it out, it's got those little white...
The white feeder roots have
roots
started.
On it.
Yeah.
And you can damage it by, again, trying to pull it out... Plant, put it, package it,
right.
Take it home. They can dry, those little white feeder roots, they can dry out in hours in some environments if you leave it in your car and you go shopping or whatever. And then when you get to go home, you know, all the foliage that has popped out on it has already kind of started to wilt and you're stressed out the plant. So, you know, you want to do bare root before that becomes a problem. So usually before the first part of March. Your window for bare root is very small. January to February from mild temperatures. Obviously, East Coast people, you know, after the last frost, you have a little bit of time before that. But, yeah, definitely small window for bare root.
Well, Betty, hope that helps you. John, do you have any email questions?
I don't.
Wow, that's unusual.
Let's go home.
No, we got another half hour here. Send John your email questions, john@gardenamerica.com. Make him feel welcome in 2018. Now, here's something else. What is the decorum, proper decorum? When do you stop saying Happy New Year? End of January?
I think the end of this week.
I might even agree with you.
Yeah.
Until I see them for the first time after New Year.
Yeah, well, that's true. You might not see them until March.
Exactly.
Happy New Year, Tiger.
You know what? I did finish this to start the new year off. I feel really happy about this.
You finished a book, didn't you?
No.
Oh, darn it.
No.
I haven't
read a book since my accident. I haven't been able to read. I've tried.
You can't concentrate? You just can't?
Not for a long period of time. You know, I can maybe like 5-10 minutes.
You know what I'd start off with? Much. You have to acclimate yourself back in.
And Jill I've read over and over again.
Jack and Jill, Dick and Jane, and I would do Dr. Seuss. I would try one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish as a start. But anyway.
I tried that, and then I lost count.
Yeah, it happens.
Anyway, what I did accomplish was every single rose in my yard has now been pruned. I found roses that I was looking for.
And that you didn't know you had or you thought you lost them?
I thought I had. I just didn't know where they were. And so now everything, I probably have 50 without tags.
What is the rarest rose you have?
God, the rarest rose I have.
That you don't want anything to happen to this thing or you may not get another one.
I don't know. One that I just found that's a pretty rare rose is called Tom Delahunty. And it's a sport of hurdy-gurdy.
I think I'm thinking of Donovan when you say that.
Which is a climbing miniature from Ralph Moore. But this sport is a bush So it's a little striped miniature, but it doesn't climb. It makes a nice bush. So that's probably one of the rarest, and I'm really excited I found it. But I have some new ones that I planted that are blooming for the first time that I am really excited about from South Africa.
Beautiful. It is break time once again. Questions on Facebook Live, as you just heard, we answer them. Hopefully we gave you the answer you were looking for as we help you along the way. Also, email John. That's john@gardenamerica.com, or we'll take your phone calls as well in 2018 at 855-424-9825. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, and John Bagnasco coming back.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
It is 35 minutes after the hour. This is our first show of 2018. Thank you for joining us here on Garden America. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian Main. You can email us, john at gardenamerica.com. Post your questions, comments right there on Facebook Live, as some of you have done this morning, and also 855-424-9825. Speaking a lot about roses this morning, John, and you said you found a few that you didn't know you had, or at least thought you lost, and you've tagged them all, right?
Well, except for the 50 or 60 that I can't identify.
You have no idea what they are, huh?
Not yet, but they're in an area, and as they come into bloom, I might be able to find out what they are.
And there's no rose app for that. You can't just take a picture, huh?
No.
I know a lot of people work on plant identification, but right. If you could specify just a certain species of plants, roses, that would be kind of cool.
And I'll tell you one thing. A lot of people send me pictures of roses asking me what they are, and I'll tell you right now, I'm much better at telling you what a rose is not than what it is. I can say, no, it's not that, but I can't tell you what
right.
it is, especially if it's a pink rose.
There's so many pink
like
roses.
6,000 varieties of pink roses.
Now, would petals give it away or help you?
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of things that help you identify a rose. Fragrance, bud form, the number of petals, mm-hmm. the size of the plant, the prickles. Which is the same thing as thorns, but technically
those are prickles.
Technically, they're prickles, right?
I got bit by one of those last week right into my fingernail.
And some roses have a lot. Some are almost thornless. Others have really large thorns. Others have small, sharp-pointed thorns. So
I would assume the prickles are a defense mechanism to keep animals from eating them?
Yeah.
What is the origin of the prickle, John?
The Vlasic prickles are the ones I like the best.
The crunchy ones, right?
Yeah, not the sweet. So anyway, that's what's going on with roses in my yard.
Did you see Rick's question on Facebook?
I'm just responding to it because John's too overwhelmed right now.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It's because he's asking, where's the rose list or where's the tomato list?
The list of grafted tomatoes for this year, John. And John does get overwhelmed. He works really – you would think John's staff is John. John does not really have a staff. It's John. So when you figure all those orders that go out, the packaging, the shipping, all that, that is John. He is his own staff. So, Rick, we don't know that yet.
He said next week.
We do, next week.
Next week, okay.
Right. Late this year. About 4 weeks late, but I've had a lot of other stuff I've had to do.
Sure.
So our list of – and we're going to have a few new tomato varieties this year that we haven't had before.
Do tell us.
I think one we're going to have is Get Stuffed.
Get Stuffed.
Right.
Never heard of it?
That's because it's brand new.
Ah, brand new variety.
Brand new. Get Stuffed with an exclamation point is the name of the tomato. And what's unique about this tomato is it's hollow. It's a striped tomato, so it's striped red and yellow or orange and yellow. And when you cut off the top of it, it's hollow inside, so you can use it for stuffing. you know, put tuna salad in there or something.
So there's no meat inside? It's just skin?
It's just the wall of the tomato.
Right.
And nothing inside.
And
hollow.
Who developed that?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
It's like a pepper, you know.
Right.
You've seen stuffed peppers, right?
Okay. Stuffed tomato.
Right. So we're going to have that one. And then I've been getting emails from, as a matter of fact, on Friday, I think it was, I got an email from a customer in Wyoming who said that she couldn't get grafted tomatoes anywhere, so she ended up buying them off our website, and she was so happy that I had recommended a few to her, and she was happy with everyone she planted, but she pointed out Super Fantastic, which she said was unbelievable.
Did exceptionally well for her?
Did really well. And then she said she really liked the flavor on Chocolate Stripes and Virginia Sweets.
And this is in Wyoming.
That's in Wyoming.
Wow.
Yeah.
You going to make it, Tiger? Man, Tiger?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Tiger said he thought his was more grass allergies.
Yeah,
right?
I was digging yesterday.
And you inhaled what?
It
was Bermuda grass. We're digging up dried Bermuda grass, and it just went straight into my nose.
Wow. You should be wearing a face mask when you do that, Tiger.
The hazards
probably causes cancer.
I don't know about that. Hey,
I like the good stuff though. I'm excited about that one. I want to try that one.
Okay, so John, any more that you want to mention? You mentioned what, two or three there?
Good stuff. The other one that I wasn't sure of last year, and one of our listeners up in Harry Olson up in Salem, Oregon, recommended to us is a tomato called Cloudy Days, and it's great for cool climates in coastal areas.
That's the name.
Where tomatoes don't really ripen and don't really do well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tomato that does really well called San Francisco Fog, but it tastes horrible. So this is like a San Francisco Fog tomato that tastes good. So you can plant that anywhere that you've got.
I can't imagine San Francisco Fog's going to be around too long. People don't like it.
It's been around for a long time.
I know, but
Yeah, but it's something that grows where a lot of people can't grow.
Yeah, I guess so. So you put up with that. So yeah.
Even though as bad as San Francisco Fog is, it's probably still better than a store-bought tomato.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There used to be.
Rick wanted to know what our top-selling tomato was last year.
Our top-selling tomato is almost always Brandywine.
Brandywine.
The Suddeth strain, which is the original strain of the Brandywine tomato. There's been other strains since then that have been improved upon as far as growth patterns, but not the flavor. So that was that's probably always our top seller. It's usually between that and Sun Sugar. And then our top-selling new tomato last year was the Orange Brandywine. And we got a lot of good compliments on the Orange Brandywine. Great flavor. So.
Good questions, Rick. We thank you for that.
Yeah, we'll be putting those up for order next week. And some of the new tomatoes are going to be limited quantities, so you're going to want to make sure you get your order in right away because we'll hold it for you. But just because of seed availability, we're not going to have an unlimited supply. Let's see, what else was... Oh, one thing I wanted to mention to our listeners is... if you are looking to make a charitable donation, we've had Jo O'Connell on our show before, and she owns a company called Australian Native Plants. And she was in the area of California that was ravaged by the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire went through and not only burned her entire nursery, it burned her home.
Oh
my and
God.
She had a great collection of antique books on plants and posters and prints, botanical prints, and a seed collection, and all that's been lost. And she's just the nicest person. Mm. She originally came from Australia. She was with the Australian Department of Agriculture and came over here and opened up her nursery. And I've bought plants from her before. She's been on our show. And do you remember when we did the world's greatest plant sales.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
She had a booth there, and she sold out after the second day. I think it ran for almost a week. And
yeah, I would imagine some of those books that she lost.
They're irreplaceable.
No longer available.
Right, and I'm sure they had insurance, but there's
still
stuff the insurance won't cover.
Here's the money, but you can't get back what you lost.
Right, and they have a GoFundMe page. So if you want to click on GoFundMe and then just type in search for Australian plants or Australian native plants, you'll actually see a picture. Maybe I'll put it in next week's newsletter, but you'll see a picture of Joe and her partner standing in front of their burnt out nursery. And it would be nice. Anything, if you have $10, $20, you can easily put that on GoFundMe.
Hey, John, we should also mention, too, did you tell me there's 8 spaces left for the England trip?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that out. Yeah, we do. We weren't quite sure before Christmas whether we sold out or not, but we did find out we have 8 spaces left if you want to join us for the Hampton Court Flower Show next
That'll
July.
Be a fantastic trip.
Yeah, England is fun.
If you like a lot of green.
A lot of flowers, too.
Yes, of course.
The last time I was in England, it was May. And actually, did I say June? It's July.
It's June. Let's talk more about the trip after we come back from the break.
Right.
Again, 8 spaces left. We'll tell you about the trip. And
what you have to do in order to sign up.
Absolutely. So do stay with us. Hey, we have one more segment coming up. Thank you for your Facebook Live questions. We do appreciate it. As you can tell, we get to those questions very quickly as possible. You can also email John. That's john@gardenamerica.com. Taking a break. Coming right back. Tiger Palafox, John Magnasco. I'm Brian Main. It is 46 minutes after the hour.
You know, a simple change in your lawn care practices this fall can create a carpet of green next spring that's safe for children and pets. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America. When the weather begins to cool, your lawn starts to build back its root system and needs extra nourishment. That's why experts agree that fall is the best time to fertilize your lawn. Most lawn fertilizers release their nutrients quickly, which produces lots of clippings and reduces root growth. But Milorganite, an organic nitrogen fertilizer, feeds your lawn slowly throughout the fall, providing more green color with less clippings and maximum recovery from summer stress. It's a trick golf course superintendents have used for decades. Milorganite applied now will help your lawn green up faster in spring while helping it recover quickly from winter damage. You'll improve your lawn's overall health and greatly reduce weed problems. So give your lawn the food it needs. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you. Again, that's Milorganite.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 855-6619.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment, 51 minutes after the hour. John@GardenAmerica.com. Hey, thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live. We do appreciate it. You can see us. We can see the camera.
Yeah,
camera's exactly right there. That's what's happening. And, John, before the break, we were going to talk about and still are going to talk about the huge trip to England, which is almost sold out. Not quite. We have 8 spaces available. A great itinerary. This is not the kind of trip you're going to do on your own. Sure, you can go to London. You can see Big Ben. You can see, you know, all the touristy things, Tower of London and all that. But that is not what this trip is about, John.
Plus, Big Ben has been on a diet. He's nowhere near as big as he used to be.
Not as big as he used to be.
No.
And that big old giant Ferris wheel that you like to go on?
I've been on that.
Have you really?
I have been on that. But the nice thing about this trip is it's going to go to the outskirts of London, to the Cotswolds. So when you think of English cottages and something that maybe you'd see in Victorian times.
How about thatched roofs?
Yeah,
that go.
Kind of stuff. So we're going to do that. If matter of fact, you can go to GardenAmerica.com and you can click on the links to the trip, and you can find a day-by-day itinerary.
Right.
So you can see what we're going to do each day. We'll do a few things around London. The very first thing will be the Hampton Court Flower Show, which I'm really excited, one of the world's largest flower shows. So that'll be really cool to see that. And I started to mention that that's the 1st of July. First week in July is when the trip is.
Weather should be just perfect over there that time of year.
Well, because I started to mention last time I went was in May, and the roses weren't even in bloom.
No, it's still cool in May, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still too cool. So we had gone to the Chelsea Flower Show. And to see the roses at the Chelsea Flower Show, they all had to be grown in hothouses in order to get them to bloom for the show. So it'll be nice to see things in full bloom in the English countryside.
How far north are we going? Then we go north. Is it northwest, northeast from London?
We're going to go northeast, but not that far.
Okay.
Not that far.
No.
Oh, okay. We're not going up to Scotland or anything like that.
Not going to Stonehenge either, are we?
No, but, you know, Stonehenge... You might be able to work that out if you want to do Stonehenge.
Maybe just a quick little.
I think Matthew was saying it was a couple hours out of the trip one day or something.
Yeah. Pretty close.
Yeah. I think I was talking to Kathy, and she had mentioned she had been to Stonehenge and really liked it. Yeah, I've got an email question.
Is this the first one for 2018? Because this is huge, John.
First one during the show.
Okay.
I got a lot the last few weeks, or the last few days. And I can't, for some reason, I can't see what's going on Facebook. Because instead of...
You got to go back and forth from your email to Facebook.
Well, no, instead of the comments, I've got all kinds of videos. I don't know what's going on.
What's your email?
But the email...
Nicely done, Tiger.
Email is from Lila.
In Poway.
And she said that, first of all, she starts by saying Happy New Year, and Happy New Year back at you, Lila. She says she has an area where she planned to plant California natives in November, but she was under the weather and she didn't get it done. So now she wants to know if she has to wait till next fall, or can she plant them now?
I think she can still do it.
Well, here's the deal, Lila, is the reason you plant in the fall is the weather's not hot and the plants have a chance to get established during the rainy season for the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had our rainy season
yet. No, so you can still do it, hopefully. And we got a little bit of rain on Tuesday, but I'm not sure how much.
Coming this Tuesday?
Yes, but I don't think it's going to be a whole lot.
Believe it when I see it.
I know.
So yeah, now's a great time. Any time in the next 2 weeks would be ideal, and you probably can go all the way through into the middle of February and not have to worry about it. So go plan away. Do you guys have...
The answer is yes, Lila.
Yeah, and you know, I think that you bring up a good point that even if it's not sometimes the most ideal, there could be circumstances that you work around, like the whole idea. It's like, why do we plant in the fall natives? Because we hope we get rain. Well, if you don't get rain, you can still plant. You can still make it happen.
Everything is based upon a calendar and a season.
Yeah.
And living in San Diego, we don't necessarily follow that.
Right. And you can still do that. You just have to water a little bit more.
Exactly.
Be careful how you water or something. So that's one thing. You were mentioning, John, some more questions. So Carolyn mentioned that she planted a cloudy day rose. Tomato last year.
Right.
And it's still looking healthy, and she's looking forward to the crop this year even. Sounds like she's going to carry over 2 years for the tomato, which is exciting. That's always fun when that happens. And then Lenore wanted to know a recommendation for a hot area rose, hot area tomato. I keep thinking.
Tomato.
Tomato.
It's been a tomato rose show. It's okay.
Yeah, a hot area tomato.
When Tiger talks, everything's coming out roses.
It's true.
So as far as a hot area tomato, I think that, the common one, the Brandywine's a good one. That'll tolerate. A lot of tomatoes tolerate the warm temperatures. But
usually the beefsteak tomatoes for slicing type tomatoes.
But you know which one I think, too, would do really well? And correct me if I'm wrong, because I might be wrong, is that Super Fantastic, though.
It would be pretty good anywhere.
A vigorous plant that was hardy when I saw it growing. So I think that would be a fun one to try.
One that they use in the southern states, or a couple they use in southern states that really take the heat and the humidity, are Costa Ludo Genovese.
He's with the mafia back in the 40s, right?
Costa Ludo Genovese means the ribbed one from Genoa.
There you go, mafia nickname.
It's a ribbed tomato. And Sun Sugar takes the heat really well, and Black Crème takes the heat really well. Then also the beefsteak type tomatoes like Mortgage Lifter will do real well. Tiger mentioned Brandywine. Orange Brandywine will take the heat.
Which we are adding this year? Or did we have it last
year? We had it last year. We're going to add it again this year.
Okay, good.
So those are some that will do really well. Most cherry tomatoes do well, but especially Sun Sugar tolerates the heat without any problem.
Okay, we are in the waning moments, guys.
It's funny. One of my friends listening on Facebook just posted, was just listening. He said, I'm in the Cotswolds. I'm living in the Cotswolds right now. So she was just listening to you talk about our Europe
trip, and she's there right now.
She just posted right now that response to you saying, thank you. Come and visit.
All right, we're coming.
Hey, that's going to do it for the first show of 2018. Thank you so much. We do appreciate you tuning in Facebook Live. Tell everybody else, your family, your friends. Let's get some more viewers on Facebook Live. I want to thank the entire crew. I want to thank our BizTalk Radio crew, John Bignasco. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. Have a safe rest of your weekend, a safe week. And we'll do it again next week right here. Until then, continue to get Growing America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.